This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, a very special two-hour edition on Newsmax TV. As usual, my 3 hours on national radio, on USA Radio. It happens that hour number two and hour number three on USA Radio will now be covered by Newsmax TV. So hello out there in TV land, an hour early with Wayne Allyn Root. You know, we've talked often about the possibility of expanding this show, and today we're trying some things out with a two-hour show on Newsmax TV. So, look, Roseanne Barr is the thousand-pound elephant in the room. You can't avoid Roseanne Barr today. It's the biggest news story in America. However, I don't think it's the biggest news story in America. It's the biggest liberal news story. They had nothing. They had nothing on us. And now all of a sudden they've got something. They've got an axe hanging over our heads. They're trying to use one comment by a raunchy comedian at midnight, when she was probably drunk, I guarantee you, drunk or high, she's probably a pot smoker, another Hollywood liberal who turned conservative, but probably has very weird habits, and at 12 midnight made a really rude remark that we can't condone. I can't condone what she said about Valerie Jarrett. I despise Valerie Jarrett, but I don't despise the way she looks. I don't despise her race. I don't despise her religion. She is what she is. It has nothing to do with her race and her religion. It has to do with the fact that I believe she's a Marxist, and I believe her influence on Obama was horrible, and I believe she's vicious. I believe she's the one who sicked the IRS on Wayne Root. Obama didn't pick up the phone and call the IRS. I believe Valerie Jarrett did. She was the one who did all his dirty work for him. Her and Ben Rhodes did the dirty work for Barack Obama. So I can't stand the woman, but I wouldn't say what Roseanne said about her in a million years, and no conservative ever should. And when you do, when you make a comment that sounds racist or is racist, either one, sounds it or is it, it doesn't matter. You bring ill repute on the entire conservative movement. Democrats and liberals don't care that they say racist things every day. I mean, I've got a stack this high under my desk of every single comment made by racist, white-hating professors in this country, most of whom are white, who made horrible comments about white people and white privilege, and all the people in Hollywood who've said it, and all the people on the left who've talked about the assassination of Trump. The list is long, but they get away with it. That's the fact. They get away with it. We have to be better than them, okay? It's what I would tell someone who's black. It's what I tell someone who's Hispanic. It's what I tell someone who's gay. It's what I would tell a woman. Life is the way life is, and if there is racism, then you better be better to get the same job, or better to get the same raise, or better to get the same new title. Maybe you have to work harder than someone who's white. Maybe that's not right, but guess what? Do it and you will get the title and you will get the raise, and that's what makes America great. I've always said that. In America, maybe it is harder if you're black and you're a woman, if you're a lesbian. Maybe it is harder. Guess what? If you work hard, they will give you the raise and they will give you the new fancy title and you will become the boss, because in America, you do get ahead, and that's what makes America great. In the end, you had to work harder than the eight straight white males around you, but guess what? You got it. Well, maybe the same thing has to be said to conservatives now. You need a little pep talk. The reality is we have to be better, because the liberal media hates us. And the liberal media grabs every line we use. You could take any line from my TV shows or any line from my radio shows, and you could take them out of context, and you could make everything look horrible. Based on the fact that I talk 3 hours a night, 15 hours a day, you could take one line and say, that's Wayne Root's life. That's not Roseanne's life, that one line. But it was a poorly chosen line. It was a bad thing to do. It was a big mistake. And yes, I will admit, it was racist. If you compare Obama's number one aide, Valerie Jarrett, to Planet of the Apes, that's racism. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You should not do it. You're wrong for doing it. You're an idiot for doing it. She was probably drunk or high, and she's an idiot. She's a raunchy comedian. Does everybody forget the fact she grabbed your crotch during the Star Spangled Banner at a baseball game a few years back? Everybody forget that? That's Roseanne. You can't blame that on the conservative movement. But at the same time, Bill Maher, and I've been on Bill Maher's shows many times on ABC Politically Correct and on his newer show, Real Time, on HBO. Bill Maher is always making fun. He's a comedian with vicious barbs at Republicans and Trump and calling him an orangutan and showing a picture of an ape and Trump. So that's basically what Roseanne did, and her life is over. Her career is ruined. Her entire team on the show, all the other stars, their show is done. Their income is done. Right? And all the people who work on the show, all the cameramen and women, they're done. And the conservative movement is being attacked. Democrats had nothing. We dominated the headlines. We're winning big. And suddenly Roseanne comes along and does this faux pas. So I'm not mad at ABC, even though I think it's double standard. You could cancel so many shows. The View on ABC is so vicious, and they've said such horrible things about Trump. You should cancel The View. And how about Saturday Night Live on NBC? You should cancel Saturday Night Live. The vicious things they said about Trump. If you're going to use words, then you should cancel those shows. But guess what? It's not going to happen. So conservatives, understand. You need the same talk that I would give to a minority claiming that it's harder in America to make it if I'm black. Okay, maybe it is. Then work your butt off and make it, and you will. Because it will be recognized in this great country. It always is. It always is. And I'd say the same thing about Republicans. The press is against us. Okay, boo-hoo. Learn to live with it. We got to be better. We can't allow them to destroy us. You can't make stupid comments. You can't be drunk at midnight. Don't go into your Twitter if you're drunk. Roseanne's the one to blame. She said something stupid. And now that's the only thing anyone's talking about. It's the number one news story in America, and it shouldn't be. We'll take calls on it. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. If you're new to watching me on Newsmax in this hour, you're like, wait a minute, I used to watch something else in this hour. We're just doing a two-hour show today. Normally I'm in the 5 o'clock hour West Coast time, 8 o'clock hour East Coast time. Today I'm in the 4 West, 7 East, and the 5 o'clock West, 8 o'clock East. I'm doing both hours on Newsmax TV today. Wayne Allyn, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. If you haven't figured that out yet, if you haven't seen me before, I'm your relentless Trump warrior. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher and proud of it, blue-collar SOB, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. What were the number one news stories in America if Roseanne didn't make her stupid tweet at midnight 24 hours ago or so? Well, first of all, I think the number one news story in the world, not in America, in the world, is Tommy Robinson arrested. Now, I don't know the whole Tommy Robinson story. I guess you and I are going to learn a little bit about it tonight because I have 2 hours and I want to talk about it in depth. So we'll learn a little bit about it tonight together as we read some of this stuff together about what he supposedly did in the past. But my understanding is Tommy Robinson is a Brit. This all happened in the UK, United Kingdom. And Tommy Robinson is a Brit who was arrested and found guilty of trial and put in prison for literally saying things about Muslims that they thought were too negative. You know, England is not like America. Europe is not like America. In England, in Germany, in France, you go to jail for your social media posts. You go to jail for being a talk show host saying something that they think is inciting violence or saying something they think is negative or hate crime. Anything you say could be the truth. It's a hate crime. And so this guy gets sentenced to jail. His claim is the guards looked the other way. The government told the guards to look the other way. He was beaten unmercifully by Muslim gangs in prison. He gets out of prison. He's a free man now, but he's told never, ever, ever to say anything again about Muslims. And there's a trial going on in England about a Muslim gang that literally raped little girls, trafficked human trafficking and little girls and raped little girls, groomed them. They called grooming gangs. And this Muslim gang's on trial, and I think it's Leeds, England, for raping little girls. He covered it with his camera. He stood across the river and, you know, basically a selfie with a video camera, and he talked about what was happening in that courtroom and how England's being overrun by Muslim gangs who rape little girls. And here's the proof. It's in this courtroom. And he recorded it, and he Facebooked it live. And somebody called the police, and the police came and arrested him. And said, you violated your parole. You were not allowed to speak freely about Muslims or negatively about Muslims. And he was taken to a court instantly, a British court, where a judge said, you have no right to have a lawyer. I'm not going to allow you to have a lawyer. You don't need a lawyer. You knew your terms of parole. You violated them. I'm sending you straight back to prison. And they stuck him in a high-security prison, where tonight he could be beaten to death. And the second part is even more shocking. Tommy Robinson's second part, more shocking, been sent to prison without a lawyer. No rights in Britain. No rights. If you're a terrorist, they give you rights. But if you report on terrorists, oh, that might be negative. That might be hate crime, to say something negative about Muslim terrorists. And they send you to prison. But wait, it gets worse. They put a gag order on the entire UK media. No one is allowed to mention he's been arrested. If you do, they could come and find you millions of dollars or take your business away from you. This is what's going on in the rest of the world. That should be the biggest news story in America. It's not. Because Roseanne has eaten all the oxygen in the room. It's all gone. Roseanne has just swallowed it all up. And so her comments about Valerie Jarrett have, number one, taken out a major series that was actually doing good for conservatives. Number two, just brought ill repute on the entire conservative movement because one drunk woman had something to say because she's a raunchy comedian. What's that got to do with me and you? Nothing. And number three, it's wiped off the headlines, all the important news. Some of us you really need to know. When I get back, I'll be telling you about the things you need to know that have been blotted out of the screen by Roseanne and her dumb comments. And they were dumb. Some of them were dumb. Not all of them, but some of them were dumb. She was obviously drunk. Unbelievable. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, normally an hour, tonight 2 hours. Hopefully you're enjoying the 2 hours. You can contact me, WayneRude@gmail.com, anytime. I read all your emails, and you can let Newsmax know if you like 2 hours of Wayne Rude. War@Newsmax.com. Let me know, War@Newsmax.com. War Now, Wayne Allyn, be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777 800-722-7777 800-722-7777.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow and I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, Newsmax TV. Normally, this is Joe Pack's time on Newsmax TV. My guess is he's probably on break. He's probably on vacation somewhere. So I'm filling in for Joe today and doing 2 hours straight on Newsmax TV. A big news day, but the only thing anyone's talking about, of course, is Roseanne Barr. I've got a commentary coming out in the Vegas newspaper about something in Vegas everybody's talking about, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the greatest hockey team the world has ever known. First year expansion team, and they finish in first place and then win one playoff series, two playoff series, three playoff series, and now they're in the Stanley Cup, and they win first game last night. So to me, that's a huge news story, and what I turned it into was a political story, and I'll tell you about it in the third hour of Newsmax, third hour of my national radio show on USA, second hour of Newsmax, 8 o'clock Eastern. I'll tell you about that story. The Vegas Golden Knights, and how I compare them to the future Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL. What a difference there is between kneeling for the national anthem and not kneeling for the national anthem. And they could take some notes, the Raiders could, on how you act as an athlete from the Vegas Golden Knights, who are acting as patriots as well as athletes. And they are beloved in Las Vegas. All right, so we've been talking about Roseanne Barr and the stupid comments she made, got her TV show canceled, just, you know, to tweet out something. You know, normally I say something is just either A, taken completely out of context, or B, because they do this to me all the time, and B, they do this to me all the time, too. They take a line and they exaggerate what it means. You know, I talk 3 hours a day. One line is not that important. They exaggerate it beyond belief. And out of a context of a whole show or a joke, I'm making it into a joke, it's just ridiculous what they do, right? But in this case, you can't say that. What she said was racist. You can't compare Valerie Jarrett's looks to a Planet of the Apes. It's wrong. And so I have no defense for that. I just have the defense that they were waiting ABC to cancel her show. They were just ready to pounce on anything they could, and they couldn't wait to do it. And it was an excuse to make conservatives look bad. And so Roseanne made us all look bad, and it doesn't apply to me or you, because she's not even She's not even a conservative. She never was a conservative. She never claimed to be a conservative. She was converted to Trump. We're taking phone calls about the issue, by the way. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Let's grab Marie from New Jersey. Marie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Wayne. I just wanted to say that, you know, that once upon a time, we had a good Democratic Party and a Republican Party, too. But today I saw the death toll of 5,000 Americans. And those Americans are from Puerto Rico who died, probably the elderly, the low income. And these people were mostly Democrats. So I ask, where was Pelosi? Where was Maxine Waters? Where was Gutierrez? Where was Chuck Schumer? Where was the Democratic Party? Where were they? They were supposed to be working for the American people. And if they can't take care of their own, the Americans, why do you want to take care of illegals that are breaking the law into our country?
Well, Marie, you know, my quick response to that, is just that in Chicago over the weekend, totally run by Democrats, just like Puerto Rico is 100% run by Democrats, in Chicago, 33 shot over the weekend, 8 dead, 25 wounded. What do Democrats do taking care of minorities? They don't. They don't. Their cities are a mess, a nightmare, a cesspool. You know, or as Trump might have said, you know that word he used, pretty bad stuff going on in cities controlled by Democrats all over this country, whether you want to count Newark or Trenton or Chicago or Detroit or Baltimore or Memphis. It's not safe to walk the streets in Democratic cities. And the poverty is overwhelming in Democratic cities. And the welfare. Everyone's addicted to welfare. And how about the schools? The kids have no shot in schools in Democratic cities, and Puerto Rico falls into that list of all the problems for the worst Democratic sections of this country. Cities, counties, states, they're all in bad shape if Democrats are in charge. But I'm sad to say, Marie, that none of this is in the headlines, only Roseanne Barr's comments, right? Did you hear anything about Puerto Rico in the headlines? I didn't.
Yes, it was on the bottom. They did. They said there was a total of 5,000 American Puerto Ricans that they...
But I'm talking headlines, so you're missing my point. They can report
it. Yeah, headlines on the bottom of Newsmax.
Right,
yes,
that's not a headline. That's not a headline.
Yes.
Headline is what are people talking about on TV and radio. And all anyone's talking about today is Roseanne. And by the way, if everyone's talking about it, I've got to go there too, but I'm only going there for a few minutes, and I'm going to all the other news stories of the day.
Right.
But the point is, whatever people are talking about, it forces you to talk about it. So they're not talking about the death toll in Puerto Rico. I saw a small story today that was 70% higher than what was reported originally. 70% higher. That's a tragedy. People's lives are gone. Nobody cares. But one comment by Roseanne, oh my God, the whole world falls apart. It's back to what I said from day one about Trump. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. We've made too big a deal about words instead of actions. Valerie Jarrett and Obama hurt the American economy, and black people didn't have jobs. And Hispanic people didn't have jobs. And Trump has created an economy where they all have jobs again, and they're worried about words from Roseanne, a comedian, a washed-up comedian. A shock jock who says outrageous, raunchy things. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens has said he will resign this week. Now, he is facing sexual misconduct allegations and allegations of misuse of a charity donor list. The governor spoke a short time ago.
I came to office to fight for the people of Missouri, to fight for the forgotten. I love Missouri, and I love our people. That love remains.
Hit TV show Roseanne was canceled after Roseanne Barr sent out a tweet where she said, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby, equals VR. Now, the VR is referring to former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr did apologize for the tweet. David Hoppe is the former chief of staff for Congressman Paul Ryan. He explains once again why people need to step back before they send that tweet.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are deplorable.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, as well as a two-hour special tonight on Newsmax TV, on in the 7 o'clock East Coast hour, as well as my usual perch, my 8 o'clock hour on Newsmax TV. You can always contact me. My website's roots4america.com, roots, R-O-O-T, 4america.com. My Twitter handle is at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, as in at Real Donald Trump. I'm at Real Wayne Allyn Root, because there's other people out there that think they're Wayne Root. Well, I'm the Real Wayne Allyn Root. And my my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. If you want to reach Newsmax, talk about my show, it's war@newsmax.com. All right, let's talk a little bit with our great James Herson. We've got a guest that we have on the radio every Tuesday night in this hour that normally is our national radio hour, but tonight is a two-hour special on Newsmax TV. So James Herson gets double duty tonight, national radio and national TV on Newsmax TV, reaching 50 million homes, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise is Hollywood and the entertainment industry. We lean on him for everything happening in Hollywood, all the latest gossip from Tinseltown. His website is jamesherson.com, and he is consistently the guest I hear the best stuff about from my show. Of all the guests, he's the one everybody says, we've got to hear more from Herson. We love this guy. James Herson, how are you, man?
Hey, I love your listeners, too.
Well, now it's my viewers. You're on Newsmax TV,
and
whether you like it or not.
Viewers, of course. Newsmax TV is rising like crazy.
Well, it's the fastest growing cable news network in the United States of America. So kudos to Chris Ruddy for what he's built with Newsmax TV. Great stuff. All right, so James Herson, here's the deal. You know, there are 20 things on my list here for you and I to talk about, and you and I both know what we have to talk about. It might take up the entire segment is Roseanne. It's all anybody's talking about. It's the number one story in the news media because liberals needed to be the number one story in the news. They were losing badly. They had lost the airwaves. They had lost the narrative. They had lost the momentum. It was all Republicans, all conservatives, all Trump winning 24 hours a day. And all the news today is all Trump winning except Roseanne. So they've made that the only thing that matters. It's the biggest news story in America. It's the headline in every conservative site, too, by the way. I have to admit, when it's big, it's a big story. So let's hear what you think about what happened with Roseanne today. Obviously, I think you can't condone what she said. You can't do anything except say, ooh, it's disgusting. You can't compare a black person to Planet of the Apes. Horrible. Horrible. Fell flat. She's a raunchy comedian. What she said was horrible. But I also think it's a terrible double standard because Democrats do the same type of things. Bill Maher all the time compares Trump to an orangutan and nobody cares. So I think it's a terrible double standard, but I have no defense of her. I think what she did was wrong. Comment from you.
Well, I think what she did was stupid. I think it was a very bad attempt at humor, but
right.
It was an attempt at humor. When you talk about So this is like a classic line from today's comedy club. They'll say, so-and-so is like, you know, two.
Someone married so-and-so and had sex, and this was their baby. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So Valerie Jarrett is someone that hasn't been really exposed. You know, Valerie Jarrett, there's a lot of reports about her. One of the key things is how powerful she was within the Obama administration.
Correct.
And that she was soft on Muslim countries, Muslim sympathizers, that sort of thing. But it was a very poor attempt at humor. But you point out the real take for me is they didn't just suspend Roseanne.
Right.
They didn't even just fire Roseanne. they canceled her entire show. Which is the you know, the cast, the writers, the grips, everybody. So I suspect that this is not just, you know, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, as he said in his statement, this conflicts with our values. I think it was a pretext because I think Roseanne's politics embarrassed the ABC executive, the
right.
Disney executive. And there was recently, just a week ago, an executive came out and said, oh, don't worry, folks. Next season, Roseanne will be less politically said, to which Roseanne comes out and says, oh, no.
Right.
You know, it's going to be brave and brazen. And so to me, the swiftness and the idea of canceling the whole show, I think was for one tweet, and it was an attempt at comedy. And then the same company, Disney, ABC, just hired Keith Olbermann.
Right.
Now, all we have to, if we go and look at transcripts of Keith Olbermann just dealing over the last 2 years with President Trump, he has called, used profanity. He's compared the president to animals. He's compared the president to Nazis, to totalitarian dictators, horrible name after horrible name, and he's promoted at a Disney, valuable Disney asset called ESPN. Then we look at other parts of the mainstream media, and we see Joy Reid, who it had come up that she had used her a website or blog to attack gays in the most
vicious manner.
Way.
In a vicious manner.
Absolutely. We used the same term, Wayne, at the same time. Vicious. And she comes up with this lame excuse that somebody hacked her blog, and that's when she was unknown. But yet, she keeps her job.
Well, wait. Nicole did you know Wallace, that today she was asked on MSNBC to comment on Roseanne? They were making her an analyst to comment on Roseanne, and she was dancing on Roseanne's grave after she said very similar in their viciousness.
And Michelle Wolf joked about
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, terrible.
But not only that, about her abortion joke,
right?
And she's on Netflix and on and on, and so it just it's more than a double standard because it's a total one-sided approach to political correctness. If people who are in the mainstream media who are liberal say, like Joy Behar said that Christians were mentally ill. She did not even apologize for almost a week, and Joy Behar is still on the air.
It's amazing.
I mean, we could go on and on. It's not a double standard. It's one side has standards, the other side does not have any standards imposed on them at all.
Right. I mentioned today on my radio show, you know, you mentioned Joy Behar. I didn't use her specific name. I used just The View. The things said on The View by her and Whoopi Goldberg, terrible things about Trump and Republicans and white Republicans. Same thing with MSNBC. Same thing with Saturday Night Live. There's another great example. The things they say. Bill Maher on HBO. The things that I've said. I love Bill Maher. Like, right, he's a liberal. We don't agree on much, and yet I love watching his show, and I find it funny. See, I have a sense of humor. You make a joke about Trump, and it's vicious, and I laugh because I know it's absurd. I know it's not meant to be the truth. But liberals treat any conservative attempt at humor as if we were trying to say tell the truth, and we were trying to actually be honest about it, and they destroy you and end your career. It's amazing. Some of the things they criticized. Go ahead.
And then, you know, Wanda Sykes, who worked on the Roseanne show, was one of the first to come out and say, you know, how terribly offended she was for Roseanne's tweet.
She's also said disgusting things, right?
Oh, my gosh. Her stand-up act, it's hard to listen to. But she, in a speech, she wasn't even joking about a famous talk show host. It wished that he would die painfully of terminal cancer.
Yeah.
And this is somebody, you know, your listeners know. And this, so it just goes on and on. But, you know, when you mention that about ending a career, ICM, probably I think the third largest talent agency in the world, they have handled Roseanne. They were happy to cash their commission checks. Well, they couldn't wait to get to the microphone
to say she's
Roseanne.
Fine.
So she loses her show. She loses her agency in one day from one tweet.
Right.
And what it is that we've talked about this in your show many times. Hollywood is a town of lemmings. It's a town where you must follow the trend. You cannot go against the trend. And the trend now is to hate Trump. And so automatically, by virtue of Roseanne being a Trump supporter, she was already on the blacklist. The fact that she was able to be successful just made the people involved with that success embarrassed. And so it's mindless almost. So that, you know, so yes, we can't defend the tweet, but it was a mistake. And Roseanne, her apology was not like we usually hear from celebrities. It wasn't one of those things. Usually what we hear is, well, if I've offended anyone,
right,
I'm sorry,
right.
I offended. Roseanne said, she owned it. She said, I was stupid. I was wrong. She apologized specifically to Valerie Jarrett and then to all of America. She said in her apology tweet, forgive me. This was
James, they were looking for a reason to axe her show. They don't want it on their network. And they were disgusted by it. They couldn't believe how much money they made. And at the same time, they couldn't believe how much heat they took. Every liberal at every one of their parties, every one of their weddings, every one of their get-togethers, their dinners with industry people was saying, you're all disgusting for putting Roseanne on TV. And so I know what
That's
happened.
Right.
They were looking for any excuse to dump her. And this was relief for them. Relief. But having said that, I was pretty harsh on Roseanne because I think she brought terrible ill repute on the entire conservative movement and on Donald Trump for her stupid comments. They were dumb. All right, I'll be right back with James Hurston. More. His website's jameshurston.com. I'm Wayne Allyn. More now. USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Special two-hour edition of Newsmax TV on a good day. Came in. Timing was perfect because Roseanne is a big news story. It takes up an hour all by itself. And we'll get to the rest of the news in the next hour. Wayne Allyn. More now. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. More now. For those of you tuning in, you're used to seeing me in the third hour of my USA radio show on national TV here on Newsmax TV, reaching about 50 million homes. Very proud of my Newsmax television show. Our third hour is our Newsmax Power Hour. It's coming up next. We're on 2 hours tonight, a very special 2 hours of Wayne Allyn Root. But you can always catch me here at Newsmax every single day at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. So if you've never seen me before, you're like, well, I get a couple of texts and emails during the break, and they're like, I've never seen you before. You're fantastic. Why aren't you on Newsmax all the time? My God, what a breath of fresh air. Well, guess what? I am on Newsmax all the time. You've just never tuned into the 8 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock Pacific. That's when I'm on. So now you're getting a taste of me for the first time in the 7 o'clock East Coast hour, 4 o'clock West. We've got our guest James Hurston on. He's always on my USA radio show every Tuesday afternoon, but he's never been on my Newsmax show before. So James is being introduced to a new audience as well. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. He is the guy who knows everything going on in Hollywood, JamesHurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to continue our discussion. You know, I as we were leaving for the break, it seemed so amazing. You know, you were pointing out that this was a pretext, that the executives at Disney and at ABC wanted to get rid of Roseanne. But we have to remember, this is the same group that dumped Tim Allen.
Right.
That now
last man standing.
Picked up. We talked about it on your last show, and it was inexplicable. Why would they dump a show that had won, that had been nominated for 2 Emmys, that was the number 2 rated sitcom on the air, that was getting consistent high numbers in a tough spot on Friday night, and they dumped it after 6 seasons, and Fox Television picked it up. That brings up the question, is it possible
someone could pick the show up?
Get picked up?
Well, you know, let me ask you this, because you understand the entertainment industries in ways I don't, James Hurston. So I've said all day on my radio show today, ad nauseum, that if a network is smart, they will pick up Roseanne, and there will be 40 million people tuned into the very first episode because of this controversy. But can you pick it up? In other words, don't you have to pay ABC? You can't just, is it a free agent now and anyone could get it? Or do you have to buy the rights from ABC? I don't know the answer to that. Do you?
Well, they've canceled the show. It's going to depend on the terms of their contract. But typically, there are standard clauses in there where, you know, there's a production company involved that has rights, and ABC has certain rights. But the fact that they canceled her, they're triggering a clause in there that's kind of the equivalent of a morals clause. She may be able to, and she's the primary owner of that property. She may be able to go to another network, and certainly ABC would be willing to negotiate. I think what the smart people that are advising Roseanne are saying to her is to lay low for
right.
a while.
Like Kathy Griffin on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. You let time pass, and then seek to reinstate. And look, there's more competition for so-called television now because of streaming. I mean, if there's a company that's in a startup position and wants to get into streaming and they could work out a deal with Roseanne, I think there's a lot of suitors out there that would be willing to do that. And so but it depends. Now, that's complicated because of the cast. And there's members of the cast that are hostile to Roseanne and now have
right.
turned against her. So it may not be the same exact makeup, the same exact cast, but if you get some of the key players, and it's very possible. And Fox Television, who picked up Tim Allen, is a natural to do this.
Yeah, but there is a big difference. Now, Tim Allen never said anything bad about anybody's race. I mean, there's a big difference. Let's not be too apologetic here, or too nice, I should say, to Roseanne, because I think someone could make a lot of money picking up her show, but it's very dangerous, like picking up a live grenade. It's not the same as picking up Tim Allen.
No.
Tim Allen did nothing wrong, nothing. Roseanne used terrible terms.
You're right. Now, Roseanne had, if someone was going to pick her up, well, one of the conditions would be that she would give up her Twitter account. And that
right.
she would have a very strict kind of contract. And believe me, I mean, I think Roseanne, if there's anyone in this world that has experienced quick pain, it's Roseanne for one terrible statement. One, though.
Well, I mean, by the way, Twitter's dangerous, man. That one tweet cost her tens of millions of dollars. What was her salary on this show? And for how many years would this show have run potentially? Listen, James, you're a lawyer and you understand money in Hollywood. How many millions did she lose potentially on this tweet? Let's say no one ever picks her up ever again. She might have lost $50 million. Right?
Well,
she may have had a piece of the residuals, right?
You look at, residuals in the syndication world, which is what you go for in TV. And just think of this, the old Roseanne shows that she's getting residuals on are going to be pulled off the air and placed with Cosby
on
the
show. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that. They're not going to want to run those either. Liberals are such hypocrites. The things they said about Trump. She said something that's arguably racist. They say we want to assassinate Trump. We hate Trump. Want to kill Trump. The world would be better if Trump's dead. All right, James Hurston, thanks for coming on. Our Hollywood expert, JamesHurston.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back. Another hour on Newsmax TV and my usual third hour on USA Radio. Right back at you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Foe.